It ain't too bad the way you use me, cause I sure am using you.
Use me. Done by Bill Withers. 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, the time now at WAKY. A good morning. It's a Monday morning, and it's also the sixth day of the month of January. And, I hate to ask this embarrassing question. How many of your resolutions have you broken already? All of them, probably. 10cc. Not in love. That's done by 10cc. The cow sills. 12 minutes after 8, 812 at WAKY. Let me check on that temperature.
Just keep it in mind if you're looking to find a place in the summer sun.
This is Jimmy Gilman. 8:15 the time at WAKY. It's up to 30 degrees.
Shack beyond the tracks. Yeah, honey, to our sugar shack. Yeah, 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 our sugar shack.
Jimmy Gilmer and Sugar Shack, 17 minutes after 8, 8:17 the time at WAKY. Yes, I'm fully aware, citizens of Kentucky, that a public official has to be aware of the fact that he is subservient to the wishes of the people. I can see me standing on the steps of the rotunda in Frankfurt right now. I'd make a whale of a governor. 20 minutes after 8, 8:20 the time at WAKY. Look, this guy puts on one heck of a menu. This is a guy who knows how to cook, but thank goodness he doesn't. We're talking about Gary Clark. He serves up some great hits with his wacky rock and roll diner. It opens at noon every day, Monday through Friday. Now, if you and your fellow office workers would like Gary to feature a special artist, you send him a note on your business letterhead. Just address it to Rock and Roll Diner, WAKY, 558 4th Avenue, Louisville, 40202. And then give him an opportunity to put all the songs together, and he'll do everything in his power to accommodate you. You got that address? That's Rock and Roll Diner, WAKY, 558 4th Avenue, Louisville, 40202. The Rock and Roll Diner with Gary Clark as your host begins at noontime every day.
For us, now there is a personal car that has exactly what we're looking for. Have you driven a car lately?
WAKY forecast from the National Weather Service. Mostly sunny today, high 35. Clear and cold tonight, low 15 for tomorrow. Mostly sunny, high near 30. At the present time, it's clear, and the temperature is up to 30. Service, we go to Neil Diamond. I usually sing along with this one. Don't touch that radio dial. You don't have a thing to worry about this morning.
Songs
Neil Diamond, Song Sung Blue. 27 after 8, 8:27 the time at WAKY. Let's see if Sam Stevens has a report of WAKY news for us, Sam.
Bill, the space agency was to resume the countdown for Space Shuttle Columbia about 2 minutes ago, with possible liftoff at 8:45. The Big Bird was to have blasted off from Cape Canaveral at just past 7 this morning, but as correspondent John Bisney reports, last-second problems popped up.
The problem is with a bulky fuel valve that is part of the plumbing to Columbia's three big main engines. The valve did not close automatically, and launch controllers were unable to close it properly manually. So at the moment, we're in a hold here until they figure the whole thing out.
Launch technicians are considering expanding Columbia's launch window past the current 9 a.m. deadline. The Soviet Union has reportedly decided to defy any U.S. naval blockade of Libya. A Kuwaiti newspaper quotes diplomatic sources saying that Moscow will back up its merchant ships sailing to Libya with warships. A new government study shows that many young working Americans have very little faith in Social Security. Correspondent Diane Diamond is on Capitol Hill.
The latest statistics show that among young professionals, those under 40, 30% of them say that they'd just get out of Social Security if they could. They can't, of course, so you'd think that they'd make some other retirement plans, but only 40% of them have actually set up a retirement account.
And the study shows that three-fourths of those young professionals don't think Social Security will even exist when they retire. Police have identified the victim of an overnight shooting in West Louisville as 28-year-old Russell Simon of Exley Court. He was killed by a shot in the head at the Southwood Housing Project near Algonquin Parkway. Police say they are looking for a suspect. Rallies in support of Kentucky's colleges and universities are on tap today statewide. The nonprofit group called Kentucky Advocates for Higher Education is sponsoring the rallies, including one at 5:30 this afternoon at the Hyatt Hotel in downtown Louisville. For the second year running, the University of Louisville varsity cheerleaders are national college champions. The cheering cards took the title during the 1986 championship held in Orlando, Florida. Professional basketball had its first ever rainout last night. No kidding. The Seattle Supersonics were hosting the Phoenix Suns, but the game was rained out with a minute gone in the second period when a leaky roof forced officials to call the game. In college basketball, Michigan State upset number 15 Indiana 77-74 last night. It was the seventh time in a row. The Hoosiers have lost a Big Ten game in Bloomington. Tonight's games will find Louisville at home against Eastern Kentucky. The University of Kentucky is on the road for a Southeastern Conference game against Auburn. WAKY's weather forecast and a final look at traffic are coming up. It's 829 at 790 WAKY.
Radio Shack's Red Tag Sale. It's amazing.
At 8:31, let's take a final look at traffic with WAKY traffic reporter, Officer Bob Ritter.
We still have long delays in the area of Hurstburn Lane and Bluegrass Parkway, and it runs heavily up to I-64. We also have long delays in the area of U.S. 42, Kentucky 22, and that area in there where it meets the Waterson Expressway. Northbound I-65 is running heavily between the Outer Loop and the Fairgrounds, and the Waterson Expressway westbound is running extremely heavy between Taylorsville Road and Interstate 65. The only problem we have to report out of Southern Indiana is southbound on the Kennedy Bridge. We have an abandoned automobile, and that's creating quite a tie-up. I'm Officer Bob Ritter of the Jefferson County Police.
Thanks, Bob. The WAKY forecast from the National Weather Service looks mostly sunny today and tomorrow. Today's high will be about 35. Tomorrow a bit cooler, high only near 30. Tonight under clear skies, it'll be cold, low down to 15. Color radar shows no precipitation in Kentucky or in southern Indiana, and at 8:32, we have clear skies downtown, 29 degrees. I'm Sam Stevens, WAKY News.
Hey, the lady that reported that you can't get rid of Social Security. The truth of the matter is, you can't. Unless the law has been changed, you can get rid of Social Security, but it has to be done by statewide referendum. I could be wrong about this, but I seem to recall that a few years back, Alaska tried to get rid of Social Security. Whether or not they succeeded, I don't know. But there are a few, maybe two or three states, that do not have Social Security.
Is that right?
Oh, yes.
I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, yeah, by statewide referendum. At least this was true 10 years ago. I don't know if the law has been changed or not.
And, of course, then again, you're not eligible to receive Social Security benefits. Is
correct.
That not correct? I mean, that would
that's
go along
right.
with
and
it.
If you vote it out, you lose all the money that's been paid into it.
Mm-hmm.
Up to the time that through referendum it's voted out by the citizens of a given state. Yeah, sure you can. I thought I'd throw that in there.
But you know, the interesting thing about that story, Bill, was that not only do they not think Social Security will be around and all that, but they haven't started any other retirement funds, so...
Well, the thing is, even though Social Security is still around and doling out money, the monies aren't in amounts enough that's going to help anybody. They give you enough money to keep you below the poverty level. Not above, but below the poverty level, and as far as I'm concerned, that's not money enough.
For once in my life, I have someone
once in my life done by Stevie Wonder. 24 minutes before 9. WAKY. Come back, you can put the blame on me. Boy, what a nice guy. That's done by Player. It's now 8:40, 20 before 9 at WAKY. The Seneca High School Class of 76 is holding its 10-year reunion. If you need more information, call 583-5577.
Boy, am I glad this day's finally over.
Tonight at Jim Porter's Back Room, it's Gary Edwards. Tomorrow night through Saturday, it's the return of Sherry Edwards and Sheer Magic.
The greatest hits of all time. Wacky, W-A-K-Y.
The Kingman. Now, there are some people, Kingsmen, some people that believe there are some meanings in the lyrics of this song that are questionable. The truth of the matter is nobody can understand the lyrics of the song. It's 8:43, 17 before 9 at WAKY, and a very important announcement for you. Last time I spoke to you, I forgot about it, so let's cover that right now.
Elvis. The Legend of a King.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere.
People were looking for something different, and I was lucky. I came along just in time.
He wanted to be a great actor. Then when they started throwing all these just sing-songy type movies at him, he just couldn't wait to get through with them.
I miss him as a man. The most fantastic humanitarian that I've ever known in my life.
Elvis, the Legend of a King, Wednesday evening at 6, exclusively on 790 WAKY.
790 WAKY.
You can't run from love.
That's right. We got a new mayor and a new county judge executive this morning, don't we? That's right. Yeah. 7 before 9, WAKY.
The way he walks down the street.
Those are the crystals. 9 minutes before 9, the time at WAKY. Yeah, maybe someday I'll be able to run for mayor or county judge. You know, I do believe this area is on the verge of greatness. And I mean that sincerely. I'm a registered Republican, but that in no way reflects the way I vote. That's right, I'd never vote along party lines. Never, ever. I think Mayor Abramson and is going to do a terrific job. And, of course, you know that Harvey Sloan is... County judge, the executive, is going to do a terrific job. He did a great job as mayor of the city. Always liked him. I know I used to pick on him, but what the heck, you know, I didn't want his life to be too easy. We all need a few hard knocks here and there, and that's the reason I picked on him. Anyway, I think these two are going to work together very, very nicely, and I think you're going to see some great things done. Not just good things, but great things. 9 minutes beforehand, as soon as they get out of office, I'm going to enter and louse it up for you. Okay? Okay. No reason for you to thank me yet.
It's inventory sale time at Washington Warehouse Outlets. This is a $1 million winter clothes markdown.